speak on behalf, so if you want to have a seat. For this application, do we have anyone that signed up to speak for this application? You're in favor of the application, or want more?
I had signed up to speak. It was concerning the tower. Now, he said Beulah Road. I received a thing here showing one to be located at 1200 U.S. Highway 160.
There's four different applications.
Okay. Well, that's
okay.
My property.
Okay. 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 Is there anyone here that wants to speak in opposition to this application? So, how about we start on this side over here? Are you game to go first?
I guess I will.
All right. Just need your name.
Okay, my name's Glenda Miller. I live on 185 Beulah Road.
Okay.
And we have a great community out there. I've lived there for about 30 years. I do have two other neighbors that couldn't be here tonight due to illness. They are also against the tower being built. I was wondering if there was any information that we could get on safety regulations or something that would be provided regarding a magnetic field, if it interrupted something like that, you know, health-wise and that kind of thing. So I don't know if that's something that telecom could provide for us. But I think it's an unsightly, towers are is unsightly where it's going to be built at for a number of people. Like I said, I'm just against it for looks, and I'd like to see what the safety regulations might be for it. And as far as property value in the community, I don't think that's a great deal for property owners as well.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anybody else on this side of the room? You want to go ahead, sir?
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, for hearing us out tonight on this. I had a question just for clarification before I make my comments. Can
we get your name?
It's Bill Jones.
Okay.
Thank you. The tower height?
195.
So roughly 200 feet. Okay. I live in 519 Meadow Lane, which is Lot 40, Phase 2. So it's about 900 to 1,000 feet due south of the proposed tower, and I actually just learned about it late yesterday, so I didn't receive notice. I don't know what the proper protocol is for that, but at any rate, you know, found out a few things about it today and hustled on over here. So my primary concern, I'm all for progress, and I love to enjoy our cell phone, but I just don't think this is the right location for the tower. You know, for one thing, we have one in the proximity already, and somebody may speak to that. I think David's here tonight. David, are you in the room? So he's probably going to talk to that later. But certainly from a valuation standpoint, on the homes in Hidden Meadow, those are nicer homes. And I do believe some will be in the sight line of this tower. I mean, some are adjacent to the property. And while I'm not as close as some of these, if I may point out, particularly these homes here along this area and on up around, very nice homes. Certainly, you know, to have the tower erected right behind these homes, it's going to have some impact. Being a banker in the area for over 20 years as well, I've financed a number of these homes. Valuations are important, not only to the property owner, but to the collateral holder as well. And so, you know, we believe that it certainly won't help, and there is likely going to be some deterioration in value if the tower is erected there, particularly for these adjacent homeowners immediately around the site. So, you know, that's my concern. I too have some health concerns. I don't have any empirical evidence to support that, but certainly, you know, working with appraisals and home loans for many, many years, a cell tower makes a difference. And putting it right there will impact those homeowners. And again, I'll just kind of circle back. I think it's a wonderful thing. I just don't think that's the right place for it.
All right. Appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you.
And Scott, just for information, is it 600 feet from the application? Is that the mailing?
I think that must have been how Marta pulled it, so I'll find out.
Okay. I think he's a little farther away from that. Okay, we'll stay on this side of the room. Anyone else for Beeler? All right. Good evening.
Hi, Tim Taylor. I live at 424 Beeler Road.
That's my house there. I don't want to take money away from my neighbors. I know it's a great opportunity for them, but someone described it as a monstrosity. Very large, very unsightly. I mean, 195 feet is pretty big. From where I live, I would see it every day. Every time I came outside, it would be towering over my house. We also own 421.
I live here, my daughter lives here, my parents live here, and my in-laws live there. And so people will say, you know, property values drop, and I don't have any, you know, evidence or research, but it goes without saying that your property value would drop some. And so for me, that's times four. That's really kind of a big deal. I thought about, you know, suggesting let's locate it further away, further on down, but that would just be moving it to create a problem for somebody else. So I'm not going to suggest that. I just want to encourage you to consider how you would feel if a cell tower was being put up by your neighbor. It's really a big deal. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Let's start in the middle section here. Anyone wanting to speak? Sir, you want to come on up?
My name is Randy Buckingham. Thank you for hearing us. I live at 156 Hickory Ridge Court there in Hidden Meadow. And again, I don't have scientific evidence about the dangers. I will tell you, like many, I use my cell phone. I don't carry them in pockets anymore. I don't hold it to my head anymore. I worry about the radiation. Now they're talking about putting up this tower. And if you look at my property, I will be seeing that as well from my property. And of course, I'm worried about diminished property value. As rural as that whole area is, and we all need cell towers. We all use our cell phones. I understand. But it needs to be moved away and not put in an established neighborhood. There's enough rural land. That's it. Thank
you. All right. Thank you. Next.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask Tim if he got a letter? Mr. Taylor, did you get a letter?
I did not respond.
Mr. Jones, you were on the list. I mean, it was mailed the same time as Tim. So I'm trying to just figure out, and the lady behind you, she's on the list.
Yeah,
so they were mailed out.
So
this is kind of about the second or third meeting that we've had some people. That had never happened before. So we don't have control of the mail, but they.
Somebody right. Put a sign up in front of them.
I guess. I don't know.
Next.
Hi, my name is Christopher Ray. I live at 148 Meadow Lane, so I'm very close to the tower, and just want to say also thank you for allowing me to speak here. I did bring empirical evidence that about the lack of safety to cell towers. They document it, and I don't know if you submit this into evidence or as an exhibit, I'd be happy to do so. I printed in color for you.
Right.
This is a lengthy letter from Dr. Patrice Alexandria Gollum, and I won't read the whole thing. It will be here pretty long, but let me just read you this. She says, my research group at University of California, San Diego alone has received hundreds of communications from people who have developed serious health problems from electromagnetic radiation following the introduction of new technologies. This was from 2017. She says, with others in whom I'm in communication, they have independently received hundreds of similar reports. Most likely, these are the tip of an iceberg of perhaps tens and perhaps hundreds of thousands of affected persons.
Each new technology leading further to the exposure of electromagnetic radiation is introduced, and particularly introduced in a fashion that prevents vulnerable individuals from avoiding it. In other words, once the tower goes up, you don't have the choice to turn off a cell phone. You can't turn off the tower. It's there. Cell phone, you can turn off. Your Wi-Fi, you can turn off. There are safety measures on the market that are limited, but there's something there. There isn't a safety measure for a tower. And that's why we have people like this. And this document that she sends, it has over 300 documented studies with links and citations here that you can follow up on. This is hard evidence that cell towers contribute toward cancers, leukemias, cellular damage that lead into other issues. These are all doctor's letters, all from recognized universities and organizations. This is Harvard Medical School doctor, and this is sending a letter to a school district requesting them not to put this next to a school because of the proven health effects that these have against people. This is a neighborhood. I have 5 children. I love my children. If this goes up, we have to seriously think about moving because I can't protect them from a cell tower. We're in the middle of an adoption. I'm adopting 2 girls. If we move and they change our address in the middle of an adoption, we have to go through the entire home study process again and lose 4 months. And it's going to cost me a tremendous amount of money for that and for moving. So, I don't know how this works. I've never been to a public hearing before, but we've had some people come up here and said they didn't have evidence with them. I have it with me. It is here. Let me just say a few other things. Like I said, there's studies I read about the studies of neighborhoods and people around the cell tower. They did studies at 1,200 feet from the cell tower, and they saw cancer rates go up. The notification circumference was 600 feet. There are studies out there that show that people are getting damaging and cancer at higher rates at 1,200 feet away from a cell tower. So what that shows us is our current laws aren't taking into effect maybe what they should. I mean, we should be letting people know much further out than 600 feet about the dangers here. And it's really in our legislative history in this country, as far as public safety is concerned, that in some part, a lot of times people have to get hurt and die before something becomes a law where we protect people because we didn't maybe know about it. I mean, look at teenage vaping issues now. Look at the kids dying and the young adults dying from lung issues due to vaping. And vaping was introduced as something that was a healthy alternative to smoking. See, not every law in the books is going to protect us from everything that's out there. And it's certainly the same thing with the cell phone industry. Innovation, the United States is built on innovation. And what they say is the mother of inventions and necessity. If we tell the cell phone companies that these things have to be safer, they're not going to quit. They're going to go into research and development mode and make them safer. So saying no to a cell phone tower is not going to end the industry, but also could be put in a much safer place that's not next to neighborhood and houses and families. As mentioned, there is a cell tower on Reinhardt. If you look at the picture of that cell tower, I don't know if you have it, there is one row of an array of electromagnetic, transmitters or cell transmitters. The one in the application shows 5 rows of transmitters. This is a significantly more powerful tower than what's already there, what's proposed. In the application, it didn't say what type of transmitter is going to be. It didn't say if it was 2G, 3G, 4G. 5G hasn't even really been rolled out yet. And 5G is going to be much more damaging. 5G is the same, it's called millimeter wave technology. Millimeter wave technology is also used, the same technology that they have that the military uses for sound weapons, for non-lethal weapons. It causes skin radiation, causes burning. They don't know. I mean, there's been hearings in our government about the fact that there's this push to push 5G out when we're seeing all the bad health effects of 3 and 4G out, and 5G is going to be worse. We don't know from the application what is even going to go on this tower, but we can see from the diagram that it's already 5 times more expansive than the one already on Reinhardt. So that is very worrisome. I understand someone said that the height of the tower in this location was picked because of possibly the height. Well, towers can be built taller. the reason why this tower is 195 feet tall is because 200 feet tall is a federal regulations where you have to get federal permitting with the FAA. Under 200 feet, you don't have to get that. You have